When I say the words, I am, these words are a name or denote the very presence that illumines the words themselves. Me, the conscious being. It is labeled by the words I am. Is independent of the words. The words label me. Resolve into me. Point to me. But I am not dependent on the presence or absence of those words. The words are a thought modification of vritti, I am. Other thought modifications could be whatever sounds I'm hearing in the room. I'm also present to those vrittis. Those vrittis are objects. The I am vritti points to me, the subject. But neither vritti touches or changes me. I simply am, with or without the labeling, with or without the vrittis, with or without the changing perceptions, with or without the changing emotions. All of vrittis coming and going. Without viveka, I can identify myself with the vrittis. I am the thought, I am the emotion. With viveka, I recognize that the thought depends upon me to be illumined, to be known, in fact, to be. But I abide independently of the thought. I abide independently of the emotion. Of the perception, of the memory, of the I thought. Viveka Jnanam. The discrimination brought about by knowledge, discriminative knowledge. Allows the mind to recognize its own mityatva, to recognize that it is itself dependent on me, the conscious being, for its existence. And it recognizes me, the conscious being, as satyam, the one who is, the one who's not subject to coming and going. Not subject to change, to time, to space. I'm able to differentiate the nitya of the changeless, the nitya of the changing, the nityatva of the changing, the dependent reality of the changing. And the satyam, which is myself, self-evident, the self-evident conscious being, that the words I am label. I illumine. Being consciousness, the words that label me, the mitya words. That point to me. I am changeless, self-evident, self-shining, consciousness, free from time, free from space, ever the same. These words coming from the mind (clears throat) pointing to? My own self-evident being. With viveka, I recognize differentiate the satyam from the mithya. The mithya comes into being, goes out of being. The thought comes and goes, perception comes and goes. All names and forms coming and going. The satyam is the changeless self, which is the adhishtanam, the very being of all of that. Changing phenomena. Mind becomes aware of its own mityatva, and becoming aware of the mityatva, it must be aware of the satyam. The mithya mind recognizes me as its satyam, as its changeless self. The mind knows I am free. Because the mithya, whatever is going on, can't touch the satyam. It has no being apart from the satyam in order to act upon it. What has no being can't act upon what is being. What has no independent being cannot affect the being itself. These words need to resolve into the reality of my own experience, the changelessness of my being, in the mityatva of my perceptions, of the world, of the emotions, of the ahankar, of all changing experience.